been watching the sitcom, and if you haven't seen it, please watch this sitcom. Watch it with your daughters. It's called Happily Never After. And it's a bunch of stories of different, predominantly females, who were lullabied to sleep by some slick-talking man who got in their head that they love them, they want to spend the rest of their lives with them, they met their families, they moved in with them, and then most of these couples ended up murdered, if not within the first month or two, but before or right after the wedding. Some of them were killed before the wedding. And basically what it's showing me watching this is the insanity of the men. Men are crazy. It's insane what these men have been doing to women. And this is nothing new. This is stuff that's been going on for a very, very, very long time.
Lesson number one, too many men still believe in cultural patriarchy. Too many men still believe that you belong in the house. Too many men believe that, by very definition, you belong to a cultural template that basically labels you as home life or housewife or family life. And that's why he walks by the dishes. That's why he walks by the laundry. That's why he's not going to sweep. He's not going to mop. That's not his role. He believes that. He believes that that is not his task to take on. That is your task. Actually, you know, most of these men, they feel threatened by women that are independent. And by definition, any woman who has a job and can self-support, that's exactly what you are. You are independent. You do not need him. And that is the biggest threat to these guys.
Society, they've been hiding it out. They sweep it under the rug. The establishment only shows women all of these wonderful, happy stories of, oh, he loves you. He's going to buy you this. He's going to take care of you. You're going to live happily ever after. And that is not what is happening. And I believe that it's getting worse. I'm hearing so many stories that are coming out today of people who are beginning to share their experiences with one another. They're beginning to open up about how they're treated behind closed doors, how their husbands are slapping them, they're beating them, they're pushing them, they're treating them with disdain.
Because on one level, I end up thinking, how could I have missed this? What was wrong with me? We were not seeing that this person really, truly didn't love me. But it also is just unfathomable to think that somebody would have that kind of potential, that duality, because they act so kind and loving and sweet that you think that a murderous person should consistently look like a villain, and they don't. They actually look really wonderful, like the best person you could ever meet in your life. So this dichotomy just makes no sense. And I think we then say, well, it can't be real.
Men are not designed to be in long-term relationships with women. Why do I say that? Most of them have wandering eyes. They love flirting with other women. They can't seem to only be with one woman. Some of them are pedophiles and they'll start trying to mess with your children. Now you find yourself in a situation where you're trying to protect a pedo from your kids. It's just a nightmare. And then what they do is, once the woman finally gets strong and she becomes independent and she wants her freedom, they will kill them.
It's incredibly dangerous to leave an abuser, because the final step in the domestic violence pattern is kill her. Over 70% of domestic violence murders happen after the victim has ended the relationship, because then the abuser has nothing left to lose. Other outcomes include long-term stalking, even after the abuser remarries, denial of financial resources, and manipulation of the family court system to terrify the victim and her children. And still we ask, why doesn't she just leave? I was able to leave because of one final sadistic beating that broke through my denial. I realized that the man who I loved so much was going to kill me if I let him. So I broke the silence. I told everyone, the police, my neighbors, my friends and family, total strangers. And I'm here today because you all helped me. Abuse thrives only in silence. You have the power to end domestic violence simply by shining a spotlight on it.
There were so many stories of where they are slapping a woman around. They're beating her. They're treating her like trash. She says, look, I want out. I want to leave. And the next thing you know, he's murdered her. One story in particular was just terrible. There was a female where she just married this man. He started pushing her, slapping her, wanting to control her. She was in the military. And so she wasn't going to be controlled by him. So once he overheard the conversation where she was planning to leave him, this bastard cut her up into pieces, put her in a barrel, put acid all over her body, hoping nobody would ever find the body, thinking he'd get away scot-free. He runs off with her daughter, her biological child, and started a life in another state under another name with another woman, ready to ruin her life too. So I've come to the realization that we are literally dealing with demonic spirits. This is not normal behavior. This is not normal human behavior. A lot of these men are possessed by demonic spirits. Females, you need to wake the hell up. And I mean today, quick, fast, and in a goddamn hurry. Love does not exist. Not the way that they taught you that it did. All this romantic love is nothing but bullshit. You need to realize that before you end up 6 feet under. There was story after story after story. It didn't matter what race these women were. It didn't matter the age. It did not matter the educational background. These men were just violent creatures.
Women by nature are resource dependent, right? They depend on resources, and the resources were provided by planet Earth. The resources were already here. The male came and used his violent ways, subjugated women, created an artificial environment and fake resources, and shifted those resources into the power of a male, into the hands of a male, and kept women out of it, forcing a new environmental stimuli to act upon the parasympathetic nervous system of women. Unconscious behavioral patterns to adapt to an artificial environment, which is patriarchy, which created the quote unquote hypergamous female. Women are not hypergamous by nature. By nature, the female limits her exposure to males. When she is full of resources, she limits her contact with males. Women chasing men and looking for men and quote unquote trying to marry higher status, that is an artificial mechanism. It is an artificial response to stimuli. She's responding to the environment unconsciously. So this is the reason why when women get their money up, they limit, they I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T, do you know what that mean? That is the nature of a woman right there. The natural response for a woman or a female in nature is when they resources are good, they don't typically want nothing to do with the male. And since the male is driven by sex and ego, he can't stand for that to happen because he needs his ego stroked. He needs to feel important. He needs to feel needed, and he want to pass his genes along. So God forbid that women in mass are rejecting him because they got everything they fucking need.
And on that note, you know what time it is. It's time for a spirit break. To beat, they want to control, they want to manipulate, and at the point that they realize that they cannot control you, they will destroy you. We are in the middle of a spiritual war. Yes, there are some women who are also demons too. However, the vast majority, when you're talking about these heterosexual relationships, it is the men who are typically the abuser. It's the men who are the cheaters. It's the men who are the ones who are dogging out their partners. I mean, vastly, it's the goddamn men. So please, young women, do not fall for the okie-doke, because what these old bastards like to do, they like to go to the 19-year-olds, the 20-year-olds, because they think that you're young, you're silly, you're gullible, and they're going to be able to run up one side of you and down the other. And they'll promise you a house, they'll promise you everything you ever wanted, and next thing you know, you're a maid and you're a sex toy, and you're getting your head beat in. I found one lady on TikTok talking about the ugly woman. And how the longer you're with these men, the uglier you get.
The uglier you look as a woman, the more it is a reflection of you having a very toxic man in your life. The more drained and stressed and run down you look, the more I know you have a man on your side who's deeply stuck in his feminine energy and wants you to serve him, not him wanting to act of service to you. And that's the reason why you're so deeply caught in your masculine energy. You run down your shell of a human because you're not in your feminine where you get to receive from him, where he gets you to relax and surrender, where he tends to your needs, where he helps you glow up, where he physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually relaxes you in every single fiber of your being so you can put all this energy that you're freely pouring into him back into yourself. No, baby girl, it's the other way around. You're pouring and pouring and giving for this man. The uglier you look as a woman, the more it is a telltale sign of a toxic man on your side. It costs a lot of time and energy to constantly have to look after your man, clean up after him, tell him to put the toilet seat down, to bring the garbage, to help around the house. You're cleaning and folding his laundry, you're packing his clothes for his business trip, you're cooking him the four course meals, you are scheduling his entire week for him, his daily plan. You are on top of everything. That valuable energy, time, and money that you're putting so freely into him could have been reinvested into you. Taking yourself out to shopping, putting together a new wardrobe, buying yourself all the heels, all the makeup, getting the nails done, the hair done, and looking after yourself and your beauty and your feminine energy. A toxic man on your side will make you look and feel ugly.
And it's funny because I ran into one of my friends that I had not seen in several years. And now that me and my husband are separated, she just kept looking at me. And I was like, why is she looking at me like this? And she was like, you're so beautiful. She said, I mean, you were always pretty, but you just look so beautiful. I don't remember you looking this way the last time I saw. Well, every time she knew me, I was married. And she never knew me back when I was single, when I was young, and when I was able to focus on myself and take care of myself. When you're in relationships with these men, you literally become everything. You are the cook. You are the maid. You are the secretary. You are the bookkeeper. You are the basically doing everything in that relationship. Very few men really contribute much of anything to a relationship. It's always the woman that's doing everything. That's how I was. I was homeschooling. I was cooking. I was cleaning. I was doing everything. So after a while, it pulls you down. You don't have time to do your hair. You don't have time to worry about your makeup. You don't have time to beautify yourself because you're too busy doing everything for everybody else. Well, now that I'm single and I don't have this man pulling on me, sucking me dry of my energy and my talents and my skills, now I can finally focus on myself. So that beauty is starting to return. So again, please, ladies, do not fall for this okie doke. I don't care how many roses he buy you. I don't care how many dates he takes you on. I do not care. Once you say I do, you have just crossed over into hell. You have just committed your life into long-term servitude. And I'm telling you, because I lived through it. People thought I had a good marriage because I made them think I had a good marriage. I did not go out spreading my business all over the place because I don't believe in doing that. I deal with problems behind closed doors. But I'm telling you, I don't care how nice this man pretends to be. He's a man. And once you marry him, he thinks he owns you. He wants to control you. You become his property. And you have to go through a lot of legal BS in order to get your life back. And God forbid if he's violent, and I say at least 70% of them are violent. Very few of them are not. And if they're not physically violent, then they're probably doing a whole lot of passive aggressive bullshit and making you feel like crap and using all types of verbal abuse to still control you, because that's just the nature of that beast. That's how he is wired. He is not like you. That's why they had that book out years ago. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. If you think of astrology, Mars, that Martian energy is violent. It's a warring energy. Men have that warring nature, that aggressive energy. Venus is the planet of love. So when you think of Venus, you're thinking of compassion, of empathy, of love, of kindness. That's a feminine quality. That's what the author of the book was trying to get you to understand. So if you're a loving, compassionate being and you're yoking yourself up with a violent, egotistical moron, what do you think is going to happen? Over time, you're going to be living in misery and you're going to be thinking to yourself, what the hell have I done? And that's what happened on this sitcom, Happily Never After. Watch the sitcom so that you do not fall prey to the devil's tricks and his devices.
While all the time that I was loving you, you were busy loving yourself. I would stop breathing if you told me to. Now you're busy loving someone else. 11 years out of my life. Besides the kids, I had nothing to show. Wasted my years, a fool of a wife. I should have left your ass long time ago. When no one else was there, helping you get on your feet. 11 years of sacrifice, and you can leave me at the drop of a dime. Swallow my fears, stood by your side. I should have left your ass a thousand times.
I'm not done. radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
The Golden Race. Conscious radio for the conscious community.